All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm streaming live, not coming on screen tonight, but I want you to look at what's on the screen. Here we have President Trump, and Trump and Newsom and the governors of Oregon and Washington and Hawaii are basically doubling down on vaccines. And DeSantis is responding to Trump's response. Trump says that vaccines work, pure and simple, and that they're not controversial at all. And then Newsom creates the West Coast Health Alliance to promote more shots and sort of cut the CDC out of the picture. What we're going to do, we're going to do three things in this broadcast. I'm going to play for you a 1 minute really, the comments here from Trump when he is asked about DeSantis and the Surgeon General of Florida calling for an end of vaccine mandates. Then we're going to listen to DeSantis because he actually then responds to Trump, and he's here at a Second Amendment rally in the state of Florida. And then we're going to finish out by looking at some comments related to Newsom and the other governors that are basically playing this ping pong game to, you know, sort of the tit for tat as they're going back and forth. So let's do this. We're first going to listen to Trump. Now, when I'm playing this for you live, I know it's a little bit difficult to hear because of the audio. So I do have, I'm going to increase the size here, and I do have the subtitles, and I may also repeat a couple of things if they seem like you need to hear them from me. All right, here we go.
The vaccine mandates that were rolled back for school children. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we have to be very careful. Look, you have some vaccines that are so amazing. The polio vaccine, I happen to think, is amazing. A lot of people think that COVID is amazing. You know, there are many people that believe strongly in that. But you have some vaccines that are so incredible. And I think you have to be very careful when you say that some people don't have to be vaccinated. It's a very, you know, it's a very tough position. So I'd give you an answer. I'll give you a feeling. But just initially, I heard about it yesterday, and it's a tough stance. Look, you have vaccines that work. They're just pure and simple work. They're not controversial at all. And I think those vaccines should be used. Otherwise, some people are going to catch it and they endanger other people. And when you don't have controversy at all, I think people should take it.
Did you catch that, friends? Trump uses words like amazing and incredible to describe these products that are so dangerous and so deadly that there is a special court in the United States set up to specifically handle the claims about and provide compensation for the devastating injuries and deaths that occur from these products. Trump said, you have to be very careful when you say that don't people have to be that some people don't have to be vaccinated. How do you like them apples? Trump also said that these vaccines that work, that he thinks are amazing, that are not controversial at all. Friends, can you point me to one that's not controversial? He says they should be used. Otherwise, some people are going to catch it and they endanger other people. Okay, what exactly is it? And how do you catch it? And how do you endanger other people? Especially if those other people are already vaccinated against it. Friends, we've been over this many, many times. The whole theory of contagion is a theory. The whole theory of virology is a theory, meaning it has never been proven. I have done videos on this channel before with Dr. Sam Bailey, and she interviewed an author of a book called Can You Catch a Cold? And it is all about exposing the countless tests and studies and research efforts that were undertaken to try to make someone sick through a contagious particle, and it has never been done. So I don't understand why the government is involved or has any role whatsoever recommending these products or even just influencing your medical interventions. How is promoting vaccination any different than promoting, I don't know, vasectomies or having a whole governmental campaign about hysterectomies or abortions? Oh, that's right. They did do that in California. Yes. Newsom, as I call him, let's see if I can pull him up on the screen here. I believe I have a photo of him somewhere. Sorry to expose you to this. And yes, that's a woman in the center, in case you didn't know. I didn't know, but that is the governor of Oregon. And there's the governor of Washington. Newsom's the only one that came out through the COVID controversy, still the governor, because the others, well, they were pulled from the public stage. They were puppets that had played their role. But Newsom here ran billboards in states like South Carolina and Texas and Indiana, states where they actually care about not killing innocent babies. And Newsom ran billboards saying that Jesus Christ wants you to kill your baby. I am not kidding. So we already have the government recommending these heinous types of actions, you know, for the common good and all of that. So this fixation with government promoted vaccination programs has been going on for a long, long, long time. And wouldn't you know it? Let's see, the U.S. government invested $31.9 billion in mRNA vaccine research and procurement. And that's only for the cooties, friends. Yes. And let's see, the Big Pharma raked in $90 billion in profits with your money, your tax dollars that went to these Big Pharma companies to manufacture, produce, and distribute these products. And I don't see any return on my investment. Where's my return on my investment of my tax dollars? Inquiring minds want to know. Well, I promised you we would hear from DeSantis. So I'm going to enlarge the screen. We are going to, I might stop this one. It's a little bit longer. And we're going to hear now DeSantis's response to Trump and others that are all up in arms. Yes, I'm using that word specifically because they are afraid that their vaccines are going to be taken away. So the question is inaudible, but it's basically asking DeSantis to comment on the pushback that he and the Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, that they are getting for simply stating that they don't believe that that the government should mandate these vaccines. It is kind of cute. Sometimes I feel like I heard DeSantis call them MNRA. I know I misspeak frequently as well. A few times he says it correctly. Maybe I just didn't hear it correctly. Here we go.
Well, I would just say, you know, I've never been in favor of mandates. Let's just be clear on that. Now, there are things that have been in law that are legacy.
He says, I've never been in favor of mandates. There are things that have been in law that are legacy.
In Florida, when you talk about schools, we have very generous exemptions. And so I think what you see is a lot of parents use that as it is now.
So there are a lot of exemptions in Florida, and all you need to do is check a box. So it's not difficult to get a religious or medical exemption with your employer or at schools in the free state of Florida. That's what it's called.
And I also think a lot of people don't realize, you know, there's a lot of countries in Europe, especially UK, Sweden, Norway, Ireland, most of the provinces in Canada here in North America, they have zero mandates.
So he said that these countries in Europe and also Canada do not have mandates. I didn't know that about Canada. I thought that they came down pretty hard on the mandate issue.
And yet you end up seeing pretty similar results. So I think people are conflating not forcing somebody with somehow not making it available. It'll be available for whoever wants it.
So he says the vaccines will be available for whoever wants it. The government in the state of Florida is not taking those away.
But the way our schools work now is parents do have, you know, the ability, you know, to exercise those exemptions. And the reality is this, since COVID and the disaster that the medical establishment inflicted on people.
Did you hear that? Since COVID and the disaster that the medical establishment inflicted on people. Oh, spinning.
The lies that we're told, people have lost confidence.
And the lies that were told, people have lost confidence. Well, I do need to take issue with DeSantis here, because I don't know that people really had a lot of confidence in the government prior to the whole cooties hogwash. Maybe I'm alone in that. I never trusted the government. I have done a lot of speaking at different county events. I know that there is so much corruption, and this was prior to the whole scandal, to the whole cooties hogwash. So I don't care for this phrase about losing confidence and trying to restore confidence in the government, but maybe that's just me. Let's continue here, shall we?
In the medical establishment. You have seen an increase.
I'm sorry, I did misspeak. He says people have lost confidence in the medical establishment. And I do agree that's true.
Decent parents who are opting for those exemptions. The Surgeon General believes, and I believe, that if you actually didn't say you've got to take this, otherwise you're going to be punished, I think you'd actually have more uptake on some of those.
So what he's saying is, if they hadn't pushed so hard, more people would have gone along with it. I want to pause here for a moment and get your comments about that. Think back, well, at least in the state of California, when they were requiring you to self-suffocate in order to go to the grocery store. Literally, in order to conduct your life in the public square, the government was telling you that they had the right to restrict your breathing. Now, even if you went along with that back then, now, several years later, looking back, you must admit that's very strange. If you felt secure and comfortable and protected wearing something on your face, God bless you. Go ahead and do it. However, to have the stores acting as the long arm of the law, your employer, your child's school, as I say, the grocery store, any public transportation, you couldn't get on a bus in the state of California unless you put yourself at risk by no longer breathing. And so that is absolutely insane when you think of it. And I said back then, if they hadn't pushed so much on those suffocation devices, if they hadn't pushed so much on the nasal assault to test for something that has never been proven to exist with a test that was never approved to test for what it said it was being tested for, I'm sure you can follow that argument. And if they hadn't pushed so hard on the injections, I agree with DeSantis, probably more people would have gone along with it, because when the government pushed so hard, they were thinking to themselves, why are they pushing so hard? What's going on here? It should be your own choice. So I call that the boomerang effect. And I've seen it with my clients who work in the medical setting. And they said to me, Peggy, in the old days, I used to get the flu shot. I got the hepatitis. I got tetanus. But now that they push so hard for me to get the cooties jab, I am no longer getting any of those, because it makes me more skeptical about all of those products. And now they no longer do it. So absolutely, there has been pushback and what I call the boomerang effect.
I think there's some people, they're being told they have to do it, so they're opting for the exemption. But if they were told, hey, here's why you would want to do it there, I actually think you'd see more. And that's why in Britain and some of these, they have high uptakes on those, because people have trust. But one of the—
But there's that trust word again. Sorry, DeSantis, I'm not in favor of any pushing for the people to trust the government or the medical establishment for that matter, or the fake news either.
The things about, so I've never been for mandates. But one of the things that—
Okay, I need to stop here, because he says I've never been for mandates. Now, I was not in the state of Florida back in 2020, 2021, 22, which were the most shut down years in California. So any of my Floridians, and I know that there are plenty that are on this channel, and I can't wait to meet you all in person. We have got to do a get together. Let me ask you, were you pressured? Were you shut out of any stores? Now, DeSantis goes on to say that there were individual counties that were pushing for this, but he overruled it at the state level. So I was very concerned with what was going on in California, and I did not have that many people in Florida reach out to me. So that helps me conclude that it was not as shut down as California. But let me know what you saw and how you were treated in those early days of the cooties hogwash in Florida.
So I think it's really, really frustrating to see how this gets weaponized. First, we saw it during COVID. They wanted to say that if you didn't get a COVID mRNA shot.
He said mRNA. I like that.
And show proof of that, that you shouldn't be able to go to restaurants. You shouldn't be able to go to sporting events. Shouldn't be able to attend college. You shouldn't be able to go K through 12 school.
See, that's exactly what did happen in California. So he says that they were pushing for these passports that were not going to allow you to basically live your life in public.
Without having any data to back that up. And they were even trying to impose mandates on people who had recovered from COVID and had natural immunity.
I need to take issue with this again. I understand many people will be applauding this statement, but he says two things that I need to point out. Number one, that there was no data to back it up. Okay. I don't care if there is a truckload of data. I don't care if there is a steamship full of data that supports the suffocation devices and the injections as a way to keep you healthy. That's not the issue. The issue is the government has no right, or anyone has, no one has a right to restrict your breathing or to force you to be injected with a medical product. That's the issue. It doesn't matter about the data. Then he says there are some people that recovered from cooties and they had natural immunity. Well, that doesn't matter to me either. Whether or not you have immunity isn't the issue when it comes to your rights. Besides, we all have what's called an immune system. Who knows if that's how the body functions, but we'll just say that the body does have mechanisms to deal with these things. And why override that with some kind of artificial product that goes directly into your bloodstream? So yeah, I'm not in favor of those arguments whatsoever.
So it was unscientific. It was basically them trying to control. Now, we batted that back in Florida.
It is true that it was the government trying to control.
We banned vaccine passports. We made sure that colleges and universities couldn't mandate, no mandate K-12, no workplace mandates.
Isn't that fantastic? They banned the vaccine passport in Florida. No vaccines required at school, sporting events, or by your employer.
Everything like that. And that saved a lot of people's livelihoods.
Now, he says it saved a lot of people's livelihoods, but it saved a lot of people's lives, period.
And jobs who were not in a situation where that was something, you know, that they wanted to do. But what happens now, and then the CDC under Biden, they added the COVID mRNA shot.
They added the COVID mRNA shot. I like how he says that.
To the childhood immunization schedule.
They added that to the childhood immunization schedule.
The problem with that is that there was not a scientific basis to do that.
Again, I need to take issue with that. He says there was not a scientific basis to do that. He's absolutely right, but it doesn't matter. It should always be the parents' choice.
They're doing it and they're telling, and parents have rebelled. The vast, vast majority of parents do not do the COVID shot for that. So it's like, where are they coming up with this? So I think the trust is real.
Isn't that amazing? The vast majority of parents are not doing the COVID shot, he says. But here he goes again with the trust.
It's been broken.
I think the trust has really been broken. I'm going to take issue with that statement. I don't think the trust has been broken. I think people are doing the research. They are waking up to the fact that the government does not have any right to require anyone to be injected with any product or undergo any type of medical intervention. Imagine if your employer said to all of the male employees that they had to have vasectomies to work there. And if a woman was pregnant, she had to have an abortion or she wasn't going to be able to keep her job. Or at a lower level, I used to use the example of employers saying that you had to sleep with your boss in order to keep your job. These are outrageous, immoral, unethical, ridiculous, ludicrous, and I put these medical interventions in the same category.
But what really bugs me, because I think the schools, there's exemptions, and so I actually don't think the outcome would be much different at all. But I think on some of these other things where you can be turned away from a doctor's office, if what, your six-year-old didn't take a hepatitis B shot?
Now, I really like he talks about this. Your six-year-old would be turned away from a doctor's office if they didn't take a hepatitis B shot.
Yeah, that's a sexually transmitted disease. Like, sitting in a classroom in kindergarten, I think the chance of contracting Hep B is probably pretty low.
Sitting in a kindergarten class, the chance of contracting Hep B is pretty low. And he's absolutely right. And I've done videos on this channel about how outrageous it is that newborns are being injected with hepatitis B. I do believe that that is going to be on the way out because of people that are educating parents and because of the healthcare workers saying, I don't want to be a part of this any longer. But whether or not it is a disease that can be contracted in kindergarten, it isn't, but that doesn't matter when it comes to the parental rights choosing not to do so.
Based on how it's contracted. And so a lot of parents are like, you know, that may not be what we want, but then you're going to be denied to be able to see. They have places, and I don't think it's going on in Florida, but we need protections against this, where you have denied people surgeries because they didn't have a flu shot or they didn't.
Now he's saying that they're going to look into it to make sure no one in Florida is being denied medical care because they didn't get a flu shot or a COVID jab.
Some of this stuff. And that's really weaponizing this against people, imposing bad consequences on them just because the parent may have made a decision on one of those things. And I think that's, I think, pretty much where people are at. But the conflation of, unless, if you don't force somebody to do something and impose penalties on them, then therefore they're not permitted to do it. No.
So he's against that. And I wholeheartedly stand with him that if you impose these penalties just because people aren't going along with what the government is requiring related to a medical intervention, I applaud that.
Of course they're permitted to do it. And I saw a lot of stuff over there. The Surgeon General.
Meaning I applaud DeSantis's stance on it.
Florida is taking away vaccine. He never said anything. He never said that there wouldn't be any availability. Obviously that's not his position. But I think his position is that if you provide information and persuasion, that's better than coercion. And here's the deal.
Provide information and persuasion is better than coercion. Well, I don't think there needs to be persuasion.
You see a lot of back and forth up in Washington about CDC and everything. You know, we just have to acknowledge that it was a catastrophic failure.
It was a catastrophic. I agree with them. A catastrophic failure.
COVID. And I'd say our Surgeon General, who's
but it was planned.
Who feels very strongly about this? You know, in March of 2020. Joe Latipo said we shouldn't do lockdowns. He was pilloried for saying that. Oh, very few people were willing to say that. He said you shouldn't be forcing young school children to wear masks shortly thereafter that. He was pilloried for saying that. He said that schools needed to be open for in-person instruction when Florida did it. He was supportive of that. He was pilloried for that. He said you should not mandate mRNA vaccines.
There he said mRNA, and he is making a list saying that Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General, was against lockdowns. He was against the masks. He wanted to keep the schools open. So again, I ask those of you who were in Florida at the time, what was going on
people and make let it be their choice. He was pilloried for that. So on all these different things, he was doing what he thought was correct policy and what was in the interest of people, including their individual freedom. And he was pilloried, but yet he was right. He was right on all those things. The lockdowns were harmful. The mask mandates on kids. Now,
this is amazing what he's saying. The lockdowns were harmful. The mask mandates on kids.
I overruled those in Florida.
I overruled those.
They wanted to do it.
He says.
The forcible mRNA shots.
MNRA. I don't know if he said it right that time.
That was wrong. Having kids locked out of school for a year like that was wrong. So, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, he's got very strong feelings about coercion ending up being counterproductive when it applies to these medical situations. And I would just say, because when, you know, he asked me, he's like, because he took certain action. There was regulatory mandates that were not in statute, like Hep B. And he said, first of all, we don't have the really true authority to be doing that. So he took that away. Even though there's exemptions, he's doing that. And then he's making sure that the exemptions can't be watered down. So that's the actions he actually took. Now, some of the stuff in statute, obviously, that would require additional legislation. But when he told me, he's like, look, I wanna say that I don't believe in any of these. Yeah, do you mind? I was like, speak.
I love that. Latipo said, I want to say that I don't believe in any of these. Do you mind? And DeSantis says, speak your mind.
You know, say what you believe, man. You know, go ahead and do it. But I think one of the things when he told me, he's like, Britain doesn't have any mandates. Sweden doesn't have any mandates. Most of the provinces in Canada don't. Norway, Ireland, all these places. And basically, the results are not dissimilar from the United States in terms of all this. And I think the reason is because parents are provided information. They're not being coerced. They're doing it. And I think when given accurate information, I think they're going to do what's best for their kids. I mean, everyone wants their kids to grow up to be healthy. And I think that's what you see in those countries that don't use coercion and don't use mandates to be able to do it. But those exemptions that he is fortifying in Florida law, you know, are something that a lot of parents currently are opting into. And I think part of that is, I think some people just have views on what they want for their kids. But I do think some of it is a skepticism when they're being told, hey, wait a minute, you told me I had to put a mask on a 2-year-old kid. You told me I had to do this. And so when they're telling you, even if they're right, I think some people are pushing back against it. So it's going to take some time to rebuild trust there. And I think what the Surgeon General's position is the way you build trust is to provide information and use persuasion rather than try to ostracize people from society if they make a different choice.
All right. So unfortunately, kind of ended with him talking about restoring trust. He was also inserting this argument that, you know what, if you want people to be vaccinated, let them make their own choice, and they probably will make the choice to be vaccinated. But if you force them, then they're going to push back. That is also what DeSantis was saying. He might be saying that because he's a politician, because he's trying to calm the waters. I don't really care for that argument. I really liked what Latipo said, which is it's ridiculous. No one has the right to impose these interventions on you. He's making sure that those exemptions are airtight and that they're available and simple. And I agree with that. I don't care for DeSantis's closing remarks about restoring trust, because that means when you come out and say, hey, we have the data, good news, all of this has been tested, now you can move ahead with confidence, that would be a very horrible ending point there. So let me do this, friends. We are going to take a look here now. I wanted to share with you what's going on. There's been pushback against what's happening in Florida. And now Newsom and governors from Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii, you know, my least favorite there. Well, they're all neck and neck with least favorite, but Joshi Green New Deal, they have launched an illegal, unconstitutional regional alliance. Yes, I did videos on this back in 2020 when they also announced an alliance to share COVID information. Well, it is illegal for a state to enter into an alliance, a political alliance with another state. So, but they don't care about the law. So here we have it. Hawaii joins the state alliance to coordinate public health guidelines. I'm going to read to you a little bit of what this is. This comes from the governor's website in California. The state of Hawaii is joining California, Oregon, and Washington in the West Coast Health Alliance, which is providing unified recommendations on immunizations to residents based on science, not politics. Oh, and I'm sure we can trust them. Roughly 24 hours after the launch of the West Coast Health Alliance, Hawaii is joining California, Oregon, and Washington in a shared commitment to safeguard public health. Together, these states will provide evidence-based Immunization guidance rooted in safety, efficacy, and transparency, ensuring residents receive credible information free from political interference. So these are just a couple of the headlines. I don't know if Joshy here had any band-aids on. He did not make a video or an in-person announcement. He just did a press release, which basically is this: Hawaii is proud to stand with our West Coast partners to ensure public health decisions are grounded in science, not politics. Ugh, sorry to have to show you this man. At least I'm not showing you a video where he has some kind of, I think he does have a condition. He does all of these weird, bizarre gestures with his hands. I've covered that in the past when we looked at the controversial fires in California. And look at that poster behind him, vaccinate all. You know, that's what communists want to do. What else have I got here for you, friends? Oh, his sister, Bob's sister and nephew, call for him to resign from Health and Human Services. Enough is enough. Now, Kerry Kennedy, let's see, what else have I got here? More headlines for you. She has been critical of, and here they are, the nephew and the sister. They've been critical of Kennedy. I would like to know if you think this is another dog and pony show, meaning kind of a staged outrage. What else have I got here? Staged outrage against this man so that people will say, see, he's even going against his family to stand up for we the people. Friends, I have done well over 60 videos exposing his double talk. I did a very lengthy video for you on Thursday. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend you see that and you also read my Substack, which is over at peggyhall.substack.com, and you'll get my detailed breakdown as to why I believe that Kennedy is serving Big Pharma. I don't believe he's blackmailed. I don't believe he's compromised. I don't believe he's turned. I don't believe he's been captured. And I don't believe he needs time to work. If Elon Musk can go in and just eviscerate the USAID in one fell swoop, why couldn't he have done this to the jab agenda, which is what I'm going to call it? I'm grateful to have you on board, friends. Let's see what we've got going with your comments here. Let's turn that down there. And Valerie says their so-called science is corrupted. You're absolutely right. How do we even know what science is anymore? It has been, manipulated so much. I do want to sit on this word for a moment. Captured. Swiss says all of the universities that provide the science are captured. Now, I really want to do a whole video all about the language that they've trotted out for us to use, and like the gold science and, you know, trust the science. Well, we're supposed to follow the science. We're supposed to follow the law, friends, not the science. And my issue with saying that an agency has been captured means that they started out with more ethics and morals, and somehow along the way they lost their direction. And I don't think that's what is the truth. They have always been set up to control us from day one. Maybe it wasn't evident to people. Maybe they covered it really well, but they always have been out to control us, to exert their power over us, to manipulate us and coerce us into what they want us to do. So I don't believe that universities have been captured. I don't believe that the CDC has been captured. I don't believe that the FDA has been captured. I don't believe that Kennedy has been captured. They are fulfilling their agenda that may not have been clear to people in the beginning, but it certainly clear to everyone now. Friends, I got to rest my voice here. I look forward to being back on board with you tomorrow. I do plan on doing another live stream for you. Thank you so much. Be sure you're on that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. As soon as I wrap up this video, I will put links for you for those videos on Trump and DeSantis so you can listen on your own without my commentary. Thank you so much, friends. I really appreciate you being on board. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.